Lord be with you.
And also with you.
My name is Anders Peterson. I'm the pastoral intern at Holden. And tonight we will be singing and joining the Ragtag Bluegrass Band this evening in Mountain Vespers. And folders of the liturgy are found in the back corner here. A few words about Vespers this evening. If you turn to the last page, we will move directly from Prayers of the People on the second to last page to the Prayer of Good Courage. And then we will ask you to stand at the Magnificat. And then some of you may be aware that today there was an evacuation. You perhaps heard the helicopter flying overhead this afternoon. And there was a solo hiker who was out on the trail and needed assistance. A Holden response team responded to that need and helped the hiker to receive an evacuation and is now safely in the care of those attending to him in Wenatchee. And in light of that, I invite you to pray with me a prayer for this hiker and for those who are caring for him this day. Let us pray. God, our refuge and strength, our present help in times of trouble, care for those who to the needs of this hiker. Strengthen him and strengthen them in body and spirit. Refresh them when weary. Console them when anxious, comfort them in grief, and hearten them in discouragement. Be with us all, those who are gathered here, those who are on the trail this night at this time, those in Wenatchee, and give us peace at all times and in every way. We pray these things through Jesus Christ, who is our peace. Amen.
Amen.
We'll take a moment to prepare our hearts for worship.
Yeah.
reading from the Gospel of Luke. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Holy wisdom, holy word. A reading from Common Prayer, a liturgy for ordinary radicals. William Wilberforce, an evangelical Christian in 18th century England, dedicated his life to abolishing slavery. In 1780, Wilberforce was elected to Parliament. After an experience of spiritual rebirth, Wilberforce began to see his life's purpose: to use his political life in the service of God. He believed there was no greater evil than the institution of slavery. "Let the consequences be what they would," he wrote, "I from this time determined that I would never rest until I had effected its abolition." In 1798, he began his campaign, speaking, circulating flyers and petitions, and introducing bills in Parliament. In 1806, Wilberforce managed to get a bill in Parliament passed that prohibited slavery in all British colonies. By the time Wilberforce died in 1833, Parliament had finally passed a bill that would free all slaves throughout the British Empire. A few words from William Wilberforce. "Never, never will we desist till we have wiped away this scandal that is slavery from the load of guilt under which we at present labor, and until we have extinguished every trace of this bloody traffic, which our prosperity will scarcely believe had been suffered to exist so long, a disgrace and dishonor to our country."
Let us reflect your light, O God, as the moon reflects the light of the sun.
Carry us through this night into the promise of morning.
Proclaim the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices. Favor on you, Lord. In peace let us pray to our God. Let us pray to our God. For peace from above and for our salvation. Let us pray to our God.
For peace in the whole world and the unity of all nations.
Let us pray to our God.
For all of God's children who gather together in prayer.
Let us pray to our God.
For those who strengthen others that they might find rest.
Let us pray to our God.
For those who work for peace and understanding.
Let us pray to our God.
For abundance and good weather, quiet and celebration.
Let us pray to our God.
For deliverance from affliction, anger, danger, and need.
Let us pray to our God.
For those who came before us and now are at rest.
Let us pray to our God.
Alleluia.
Let us pray together the words Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil.
To ventures where we cannot see thee.
God, source of wisdom and wonder, wrap us in your blanket of love and give us the strength and courage to carry on with our journey. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the living God.